top Rashi in Pehayim Beis. So again, so the case was that there were two houses, and there were three churvos, which formerly inhabited houses, which are now in a state of destruction in between them. They were open one to the other, full pirtzes. So Rav said that each one can be mishtamash with the one next to them. There was no doorway between the two of them. They would have to access it through the window. So that's shilshul and zrika type of mishtamashes. But the middle one is also. So why is the middle one also? So Rashi says, coming before Ishtaima, the more is going to explain. If you look at the picture you have in your Gemara, that the Avida Kichatsuba is shaped like calls it a triangle, which means it has three feet. Chatsuba is 3 feet. So one of the churbas, which is the Emsoi, acts is not in between the two other ones. It's not three in a row, a shura, not a three in a row like a line, but rather it's that one is placed at parallel to the other two, or perpendicular to the other two. So that emsoi is accessed directly from both houses. So both of them, both of the houses are somewhat to it. I think that you change a gear or something like that. You have a gear to change in the Shneim?
Shneim,
yeah. Yeah, right. So both houses are directly opening into that emsoi, into the curb emsoi. So since both have access to it, so it's also now Rashi says the chur you can ask the kasha. Vavagav dikalak shurye the bor deleil domi lemsoi. So the case of the bor which we had, there was no direct access from the houses to the bor. There was no doorway out to the bor, but there's this bor area in between the two houses, the two chateris, which. Both had access, equal level of access to. We said each one just sticks out a ziv and they can collect water from there. They can draw water from there. We don't say since both have access, equal level of access, which is a minimal access, but it's equal level that they become osur. Shreshtei abatim smuchim la'avraham mavoi. They both open out into the mavoi. The case where there was four tzvachim from the boar was four tzvachim out. So hachanam ika hefzik kochalal churba hamsoyis v'kula sura lezeh v'lezeh. The whole churba is osur. If you look at kama amas, even though it's many amas wide. So why don't you say the first four tzvachim are osur and the rest is mutter? I mean, what's the difference? So the case of the chalal of the mobi, which means that where the boar was, they should ask on both sides. Lo tikshi, tanakasha. Dilu churba mishtamshin bo betashmishus har bein besamach bein berachik. They would store things there. They would maybe store things close by, store things further away. Both sides were using it equally, and there was access. There was a significant access between. Even though it was in, there was no doorway, it had to be done through a chalard. But it was used. The only tashish was drawing the water. There was nothing. There was no other usage for it. And that was not. That wasn't nearby. That was four tefachim away. So over there, you could say yes. There was the four tefachim away, but significant because that's the only tashish that there was. And that one tashmish was not nearby, and therefore it's considered that like neither one's rishus is on it to us or the other.
I mean, I understand the what difference does it make if I have one tashmish or if many tashmish. I mean, and where's the cutoff in the number?
The cutoff of the number is if whether that one can be defined as four tefachim away or not. So the point is over there. There was only one thing you could do with it, and that one thing you can do with it was four tefachim away.
Okay.
So since there was a flogas arboa, we said it's like neither one has the full rishus over it, so not, nobody asks in the other. But over here, there were close by access, so they had hishtamshus in it. On the other hand, they also had hishtamshus in the middle, so they affected each other. Jitzun has said it for them, so he is also. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to the Gemara. Rashi is giving us a peek, you know, a peek of the Gemara ahead. Really, the Gemara right now, the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is assuming the case was a case where they were in a row. When the Gemara is going to answer, they were making chasuba. Let's see the Gemara. So holding the top line of the Gemara, Yosef Rabruna. Yosef Rabruna v'kamer lo hashmaita. So Bruno was saying over this statement. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Beirav. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Beirav said to Rabbi Bruno, "Omer Rav, Hachi, did Rav really say that?" He said, "Yes, he did." Achli Ushpi said, "Please show me where he lives, where he's being hosted." The town he was a guest in the town. Show me where he is. I want to go discuss it with him. Ach, Milay, show it to him. Also, the rabbi came to Rav. Amalei, Amar Mar Hachi, did you really say this? Amalei, and I did say this. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar Barbe Rav said to Rav, Vamarhu, you isn't the master, aren't you the one who said the Amar, the Zeba, Shosha, the Zeba, Zri, Krishna, Masurim? Even though they both have minimal access, they answer at each other. So in the case where there's three churbas in a row, which is what the Morris is assuming right now in the question, even though getting to the middle one is so even though it's the one which is near, not the middle one, even though the one which is nearest, the closest by, one which is closest by is easier to be accessed by one side, but the other side, the same way the middle one's also, because it can be Zurich into the middle one, it can be Zurich into the last one. So side A should answer side B, and side B should answer side A, because they can be Mishtar Mishtar Bizrika, even though we said before that Shilshul is easier than Zrika, but since neither one is like an access of Pesach, which is a direct access, Rav said they answer in each other. So why don't you look at if there's three churbas in a row, that the churba closest to the side one, number one, is he's Mishtar Mishtar with an equivalent of Shilshul, which is a somewhat easier usage, and other ones Mishtamash Al Yedei Zrika, which is a more difficult usage. The same way you're answering the middle one by saying that, so why don't you answer the side ones by saying that? Amalei Misavarta Dekaimik Shuro Lo Dekaimik Kichatsuva. So the point being that there is that the middle one was also because there was direct access from both sides. So that's like the Zeba Zrika, Zeba Zrika, Zeba Shosha, Zeba Shosha. They're on equal footing. And the two side ones were saying Echanami. There was no Ishtamshus from side A to side B. They weren't being Mishtamish with it at all. So they weren't being Mishtamish with it at all, so they don't answer in each other. Okay. See Rashi. Amar Rav Hochi. The Rav said this, but to me it's a question. It was also sober to me that Amar Rav and Soyasur. Rav Elazar is of the opinion from the fact that Rav said the middle one is also even though there's a gap in between, there's a whole side churva in between house number one and them soy, and house number two and them soy. So Shmamin Olam Oyser Al Chabeiro Derech Avir. Even so much, it only can access through the Avir, it's not a direct access, and both have some level of access. They are in each other. Serialet. And then the time of the Smuchim Matorim, Mishum, the Tashmish and Kosh Lechitzanim. The reason why the Samach one is Mutter, because for the other one it's a difficult access. But Ramar Huda Omar, Alma Alpha Gab, the Shilshal Noyach Mizrika, middle Shilshal is easier than Zrika. Hoyo, but the Enum Mamish Lechad Mehem Kipesach, neither one has a real easy access, direct access. Lo Shrina Lechad Minau, neither one is Mutter. Hochanami Me'achar, the Enoy Kipesach. Lord is ever Lord is that. So if neither one has direct easy access, even though one has it easier, Alva Gav the Nachas is Zemi Zeh. Even though it's more Nacha, it's easier for this side than that side. So then Litzur should be Osir. So he said Misa Barta the Vidi Kikshuro. You think it was made like a row? Zuwi so Zu one after the other. Should take a turn of Mafsekis Bein Abayis Lem Soy. So that you're asking, why is the middle one mutter, usher, the car, it's not directly accessible from either side, because there's a house in the middle, and you say, even so, it usher, so maybe the two houses in the middle should also usher. What's the difference? It says, which that means that a person would usher something which is only accessible, derech aver, which means at a distance. Serially, that I totally hold. If that's what you assume that I hold, then if so, the smuchim should also be usher. If that's correct, as he said, Rav said that wasn't the case. The case I was talking about was no, the avili kechatzuba, the rishosh and smuchim the batim hem soy, the batim. All three have direct access to at least one of the houses, or both. And boy, hem soy keneged shtayim. The middle one is placed perpendicular to the other two. Kishloshe ragli hakankan, like the 3 feet of a tripod. Kankan means a container. We set it up in that type of way. Hilchah hasmuchim mutorim. They don't oyser alchaber derech aver. He doesn't oyser derech aver. So this one, he's right here. That other one would have to reach out laterally before he could get there. It's like Derek Aver. So they don't ask her. Even so, the Shnei Thompson Bob Bashil, so they have direct access to the Emsoy. Mishosh name, he belongs to both, or both are using it. Baba Gab the Shem has smuchim prutzos lemsoy. So why don't you say now, well, but once that's true, since their curves and their walls are very minimal. So if they are prutzis in the walls and minimal, so if in the emsoi both are osir, now the two other ones are poritz to a makam osir, poritz makam osir osirs. No, prutzis emsoi ha osir loy achmar rabbanan but makam shein loy tashmish gomer shehe osir mishum poritz. But since even the emsoi, which is osir, which we're making it osir, it's not because you have a direct tashmish over there that it's almost like it's your mokum that then you should osir the next mokum over the other curvas. So it's always osir, but it's not going to osir something else. Okay.
What osir?
The emsoi. Okay. Amud Rapapa L'Rabba. So now more is going back to what we said before in Shmuel. Lema Shmuel less later of Dimi. So Shmuel said Adam is Israel. So Shmuel says you have to put a Z called that Z's because Adam is Israel Chavera Derech Aver. And Rav says, not like that, but Shmuel says, the person is Oysa Chavir Derech Avir. So Shmuel, let's say the Reb Dimi. He also Reb Dimi Omer Birchadon. Welcome Shema Dal and Adal. We had this before. So the din of Malkum Shema Dal and Adal. Mutter the Neirish is Rabbim and the Neirish is a Yochel the Kasef Alav. If you have an area, you have an Omud, which is not for Tvachim or for Tvachim. So, both the Rishus Yachid on one side and the Rishus Ram on the other side are both able to come there, put their packages down, and arrange them. You know, Katev was a little bit, they would stop there to take the package and rearrange it on your shoulders. But you're placing the item down. So the Rishus Yachid could use that because it's a Makam Atur vis-a-vis the Rishus Yachid. It's a Makam Atur vis-a-vis the Rishus Rabbim. What you cannot do is some Rishus Rabbim can't put it down there, and then somebody from Rishus Rabbim take it, because then we're afraid eventually what's going to happen is when the person will directly transfer it. So why don't we look at the Mokum, which is Mokum Tur? Doesn't Machshivas have a Mokum? So it's like Aver, but according to Shmuel, Aver between the two Rishus is also. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So her Shmuel can't agree with Reb Dimi. So Mar says Hasa Mashi is the Raisa, Hacha Mashi is the Rabbanon. That Alocha Reb Dimi on Reb Yechon was a case of Rishus Yechon the Raisa, Rishus Rabban the Raisa. And over here we're talking about cases where the both of Rishus Yechon. So that was the answer. Each other is Hilchos Erev. Not mitzad hilchos hetzorah. Chama also chizal dibrei miyosi mishal tera. The chama sometimes felt the need to make isurim and the rabbanon more chama than the raisas, because the raisas people respected and the rabbanon people didn't respect as much. So they had to make it more serious that people should understand that it's aser. I want to read another rabba. Mi amar Rav Hachi, the Rav say that Derech Aver does not answer. V'ha'itmar shnei batim mishnei tzidim rishus Rabbim.
You have two houses,
the two sides rishus Rabbim, and they belong to one person. So also this means you cannot throw from one to the other. Rav said you can't throw, even though you're going through the airspace above 10 tefachim, which is a makom patur. Rav says you cannot throw from one to the other. So the Morris assuming right now that the problem is that the fact that the Bnei Rishus Rabbim are in the middle, even though it's above 10 Tvachim, and there's no din of Rishus Rabbim at that point in time, it's like the area which they can access. So it's like, that's called Avir. We've been using that. That's the area which is called, that you can access, is called your Avir. And we're saying the Avir of the Bnei Rishus Rabbim will ask around the Bnei Rishus Yochid to be mishtamash with that makom. So he says, so Ravina asked Rabbi that question. So Rabbi said back, Lav mi ukimah, didn't we explain that case over there, the issue was the midli chad and matati chad, that one side was higher than the other, and we're afraid if we throw from one to the other, what will happen, because it's not at level where the throw is a very obvious throw, you just throw across, you have to throw from high to low, you might end up missing a landing which is a rabbin. Zimun de Megander Benofel V'Osi L'Suyei. I'm afraid if he's going to miss, he's going to fall in the Rishus HaRabim, and he'll go and get it and carry it, but then he's going to end up carrying from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or carrying Dalai Lama to Rishus HaRabim. So that's the problem. But the problem there is not Hishtam Shiz Derech Avir asering al tilchas eruv. The problem with there is a chashash of hitzor. The Rashi lema Shmuel. The Almer Adam Oyser Al Khaber Derechaper, that an area which is near Mishdamish with direct access to. So it's a minimal type of a usage, but it does each one's right to that does aser. So let's say the Rav Dimi. So Mokum Shemba Arbo, place is not 4x4, given the less bay shear mokum hanocha did shear. So Malcolm Anocha Diday Lab Anocha placing there is not called placing. But Rehi Kaabris if so, Balmet should just be considered like air. Mekamer Mutter Beloishum Tikkun. Shmuel Hutzah Ziz Boy. Shmuel said before with the case of the boar, you need at least Hutzah Ziz. You need something. So the answer that was Rishu Yisrael Bodin. Shemir says Hayachid Vein Oysin Mizel Zel Amir Bodin. Both are Rishus HaYachid, the only Asa Mir Rabbana, whereas over here, ones, we're talking about the rices. People take the rices more seriously. Mimur Rav Hochi. Zem Mishtamish B'samach Lo Ayyad Ezrika V'en Chaber Oyser Lov Derechab. Rav says that the fact that you have access through Zrika out doesn't answer. Both belong to one person. So there's no problem of Eruv. Also, these are good. You can't throw from one to the other. Even though when it's traveling above 10 tefachim. Even though they don't have a direct tashmish over there, it's in the air. But the fact that they have rights to it. The person who is on the side. She says, no, that's not the case. Not, the issue over there is something else totally. The issue is it's traveling. Literally, it could also mean to where it's walking. One is high, one is low. Shema Yizuk min a nomach look very afraid he'll throw from the low one to the high one, but Yagia won't reach Beipol Rishas Rabban and fall back in Rishas Rabban. He'll pick it up and carry it to Al Ramas, or he'll carry it from Rishas Rabban to Rishas Yachid. Now Shmuel said, "Shtei Batim Shtei Sid Rishas Rabban is mutter." So here Shmuel is saying that you're allowed to throw from one to the other. Shmuel 4 said you have aver asses. So that's not a kasha. Shmuel d'amr mutter l'kasha the day of the day. It's not considered a steer and rav. Shmuel. D'amr adam v'shal chaver derech aver. He asks derech aver. D'amr adam v'shus the rice is Shmuel mighty, because we just said before that By serum the rice, so Shmuel does not aser because he doesn't need a special chizuk. So over here, the relationship between Rishus Rabim and the Rishus Yochid on the side. So he's not worried that people will come and say, if I can mishdamish, if I can throw from through the airspace of above 10, which is considered makom patur, I'm allowed to interact below 10. Nobody's going to say that. That's Rishus Rais. There's no reason that the Avir should ask her in that case. Not the Mishnah. I know since Aruba we have this before. A person puts his Erev in the base Shar, puts the Erev in the base Shar. Or a chsadra in a portico, which is a covered porch, a beset, and an area that's not a valid place to put an area, it has to be mokum where, which is a base dira itself. And then you put the area in there because say that's your dira. We can't put in places not a dira to be making an area that says considered like everybody's dira. Hador sham and oyser. Same way you cannot place the area there. Somebody who lives there would not. We're not aser on the rest of the bnei the chotzer alone. Beisa tavern, or beisa boker, or beisa etzim, or beisa oitzrus. Raise the ear, putting it in these four places. where you store the tevin, or the where you keep the animals, or the wood, or the beis hatzoros, all the types of storage. So that's a makom where a person could live, could place himself, and therefore he'd be considered beis hatzoros. So you can not a place it there, and if somebody would live there, raise the eruv v'ador sham oyser. If someone would live there, he would ask. The case was that the owner had been mashal out or masker out another property. So the question does the renter asr on the moicher now that he needs eru because there's somebody else living there? He says if the owner has tisa yamish and he has rights to maintain his own personal items there, so he has tisa yad, so the shoyel who's borrowing from him can't ask on him because he maintained his rights to this property, so both properties still belong to him. Let's see Rashi. I say Ruba Ruba Khazar, Tama Ruba Khazaris. But the Rosh Tom Mabe Shar Shibakhaz, a person living in Mesh Shar, does not ask her in Oisa Balachotzer. I mean, Shakhutin is a path to love there. He doesn't ask her and he doesn't have to contribute. There's nothing, it's not like he's living there. But the Rosh Tom, in Mishal Balabai is a base at Tevin Shaloi. La Acher Lod Rosh Tom. If the owner of the base at Tevin lent out his base of for somebody else to live there, also love that the second dweller would now create a need for an eruv. So he has access to the chotzer, so he would ask the person who's carrying the chotzer. If the owner, which is the lender, has maintained the right to store certain items in that house of the shoyol, so then in oisola the chol rishus at the chotzer the dehu kilo dor imoy bebayis. He's maintained his power over that house, so coming up the whole area of the chotzer really is just his houses. Just like he's there also, so he lives in house number one, and he lives in house number two. We'll tell him somebody else, but he lives in house number two, so he's not going to ask. Let's hold it here.